I'm WBJC's Interim General Manager, Jonathan Pilevsky. The end of June marks the end of our fiscal year, and I'd like to thank everyone who pledged during this time to support WBJC. I thought it might be nice to say thank you by highlighting the life and works of a different composer every day until June 30th. Let's call it 30 and 30. By the way, it is my fiduciary responsibility to inform you that if you didn't make a pledge, you can still be part of our fundraising efforts this fiscal year by going to WBJC.com. And without further ado, it's time for 30 and 30 number 5. He was the first African-American to conduct a major orchestra and the first African-American composer to have his own symphony performed by one. He wrote over 200 pieces of his own music and was also a fine orchestrator and arranger of other people's scores. His name was William Grant Still, and he's often referred to as the Dean of African-American Composers. Still was born in Mississippi, but grew up in Little Rock, Arkansas. His mother wanted him to be a physician, so off he went to Wilberforce University in Ohio. The goal was to get a Bachelor of Science, but Still spent his time conducting the university band and composing and arranging music. He left Wilberforce and transferred to Oberlin Conservatory, where he could indeed pursue music full-time. After graduating, he worked in the W.C. Handy Band in Memphis before joining the U.S. Navy. After his service, he returned to the W.C. Handy Band, which was now in Harlem. Still had arrived on the scene at a very propitious time. He was right in the middle of, and part of, the Harlem Renaissance. He was well acquainted with such luminaries as Langston Hughes and Alan Locke. He played in the pit for the U.B. Blake Noble Sissle musical Shuffle Along, which starred Josephine Baker, Adelaide Hall, Florence Mills, Freddie Washington, and Paul Robeson. It opened in 1921 and ran for 504 performances. On the other side of the color line, Still worked with Sophie Tucker, Artie Shaw, and Paul Whiteman. In 1930, the composer used 3 months without engagements to compose his Symphony No. 1, subtitled Afro-American. Premiered the following year by the Rochester Philharmonic under the baton of Howard Hanson, it's a beautiful combination of classical music, jazz, and blues. Judged by the fact that the symphony was performed in New York, Chicago, Los Angeles, Berlin, Paris, and London, it was an obvious success. In 1936, William Grant Still conducted the Los Angeles Philharmonic at the Hollywood Bowl, becoming the first African-American composer to conduct his own music with a major orchestra. Los Angeles would then become his home. In 1939, William Grant Still was commissioned to compose a song for the Democracy exhibit at the New York World's Fair. While the recording of the song was played continuously, Still was only allowed into the fair on Negro Day. On the other days, he required a police escort. Graham Grant Still died in relative obscurity in 1978, but since his death, his music, as advocated by his daughter Judith Ann Still, has enjoyed a revival. He was a composer of excellent craft and ample inspiration. On a personal note, not having grown up in this country, I had no exposure to his music, and I take pleasure in sharing some of it with you today. I hope this fifth incarnation of 30 in 30 has been as enjoyable for you as it has for me. I'm WBJC's Interim General Manager, Jonathan Polevsky, and if you'd like to contribute to WBJC during this fiscal year, you can go to WBJC.com.